sure you've heard of Stephen King, one of the best, if not the best, horror, supernatural fiction, crime, and science fiction novelists of American literature. He's written many popular books, novels, short stories, etc. He's accomplished many things. But how did he get there? What made Stephen King such a sensation among the public? Welcome to the podcast, Horror Novelists, Inspiring Fear. My name is David Kochnicek. I'm a screenwriter and producer for many films in the horror genre. I've produced and adapted some of Stephen King's own novels. The name of this episode is titled Stephen King. There will be three separate segments: character, setting, and narration. Let's get into it. One of Stephen King's characters, her name is Carrie. She is from the novel Carrie, and she's described as being very real and contains many human characteristics. She may seem like a regular person until you find out just how scary she actually is. The fact that King describes her so vividly makes her seem all the more terrifying to readers. Another character, Annie Wilkes from the novel Misery, is described as a cunning, brutal, and devious woman. What's interesting about her is that her breath is described to smell like cookies. But cookies smell delicious, so how is it possible to be a villain and have good-smelling breath? King also incorporates recurring characters in different novels. For example, his characters Richie Tozier and Beverly Marsh appear in the novel It and in his novel 112263. All of his characters have something in common. They have the ability to inspire fear in his readers through their specific characterization. King once said, "I think that we are all mentally ill. Those of us outside the asylums only hide it a little better, and maybe not all that much better after all." What he's trying to say is that we all have a dark side. We can all relate to his antagonists in one way or another. We aren't much different than they are. This is what makes King such a great writer, because he has the ability to inspire fear in his readers through the connections his readers can make about the characters and themselves. Stay tuned for our next segment after this quick break. Welcome back. Let's talk about setting. According to Men's Journal, Stephen King lures readers into a false sense of security by setting so many of his best stories in small, idyllic towns where things are supposed to be perfect. This is exactly what he does. You expect nothing to go wrong in these small towns, but then suddenly, there's a lunatic running around, murdering people. And what was once probably a quaint, safe town is now a dangerous place, and no one wants to live there anymore. Similarly to how Stephen King incorporates recurring characters in his novels, he also incorporates recurring settings. And by setting, I mean location, time of day, and tense. In regards to location, he has recurring locations in some of his novels. Primarily, most of his novels are located in Castle Rock, which is an inspiration of his hometown. The name Castle Rock is actually taken from the fictional mountain fort from the novel Lord of the Flies. Other recurring locations he uses are Derry and Jerusalem's Lot. In regards to another setting, time of day, most of his novels are usually set in the nighttime, when all the action happens, because he is centered around the genre of horror, so it makes sense. Another recurring setting he uses regarding tense is that most of his novels, short stories, poems, and other pieces of writing tend to be in the present tense. Anyone who is a Stephen King lunatic will know that he hates writing in the past and future tense. Stephen King's use of setting creates images in the mind of readers, which makes the story seem more real, and that leads his readers to be more scared. It's what makes him such a great horror novelist, because he knows how to inspire fear in his readers through his setting. Stay tuned for the next segment after a short break. Welcome back. Let's talk about narration. And by narration, I mean tone versus voice. First, we'll talk about tone. King's attitude in his writing stems from his background. When King was 3, his father deserted him and his family, leaving his mother to care for him and his older adopted brother, David. His mother took a lot of low-paying jobs to support her children. and because of this, her sons barely saw her. They were pretty much on their own. A couple years later, King found a box of fantasy horror fiction books that belonged to his father. He read them all. When he was 7, he started writing his own short stories. In a 1984 World Fantasy Convention in Canada, King said, "Writing has always been it for me." Because of the emotional toll his father leaving left on him, he started writing horror stories, and it just stuck. And because of that box he found of horror novels his father used to own, he probably thought, wow, this is good. So he uses the genre of horror as a kind of way to relate back to his father leaving him at such an early age. Next, we'll talk about voice. King normally tells his stories through the perspective of his characters, primarily the protagonist. For example, in his novels The Shining and Misery and Tommyknockers, they were all written when he was under the influence of alcohol and cocaine. The content of those stories reflect his personal demons. Another example is in his novel Dr. Sleep and his novel Revival. Those stories are written from the perspective of recovering alcoholics. During the time these novels were written, King was sober and free from alcohol and drugs, which also show that the content of his stories reflect his own personal demons inside of him. In summary, King knows how to scare his readers through his characters, different types of settings, and tone and voice. He is considered a great horror novelist because of his ability to use these great literary devices and incorporate them into his stories to the point where readers are genuinely terrified. Thank you for listening to the podcast, Horror Novelists Inspiring Fear. Coming up on the next episode, we have Edgar Allan Poe in The Telltale Heart.